Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Maybe we won't agree on abortion, but we can still agree that this heart-wrenching decision for any woman is not made casually. It has both moral and spiritual dimensions.
President Obama, from his Notre Dame commencement address, where he changed his original plan and really did, after all, tackle the abortion issue directly as a centerpiece of his speech. That was not the original plan. But I wonder if he satisfied anyone with the common ground approach that he tried to take. You know, President Clinton tried the same thing. Do you remember that? And didn't change many hearts or minds, I don't think. But maybe it's worth a try on a contentious issue where both sides feel that they have the moral high ground. Where do you start in a case like this? Just humanize each other to each other, says the president.
Each side will continue to make its case to the public with passion and conviction. But surely we can do so without reducing those with differing views to caricature.
To caricature. Nevertheless, the protesters outside call the president baby killer. That's caricature. And the president actually apologized in his speech for his own campaign website back last year, which for a while referred to people against abortion rights as right-wing ideologues. He later took that down. But can you honor the earnestness of people who disagree with you on this issue? Can we get one call now? I wonder if we'll get even one call now from someone who calls yourself pro-choice and someone who calls yourself pro-life to speak with respect of the other side. Are you out there to do that? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And if you are for legal abortion rights, what did you think of this proposal from the president in the speech?
Let's honor the conscience of those who disagree with abortion and draft a sensible conscience clause and make sure that all of our healthcare policies are grounded not only in sound science, but also in clear ethics.
So some pro-choice people don't like proposals like that because they can wind up with abortion being legal but not actually available if a community has a lot of providers who object personally. No other medical procedure has that kind of loophole, I don't think. So should this one, 212-433-WNYC? The president chose not to argue the pro-choice case at Notre Dame. So if you're pro-choice, should he have? Here's a comment already in from our comments page from Tom in Fort Greene, who wrote with quotation marks, "At Notre Dame, we always have maintained an open speakers policy. That means we do not have hard and fast criteria for speakers." But this goes on to suggest that maybe Obama, instead of Notre Dame rejecting Obama, maybe Obama should have rejected Notre Dame, I guess because of Catholic positions on choice. But what do you think? He said the sides could agree on reducing unwanted pregnancies and having adoption more available, common ground on abortion. But we know this issue breaks down on pregnancy prevention, too, along the same lines, right? Many of the same people who object to legal abortion take the Bristol Palin approach to birth control. That is what she advocates, what she speaks about it, abstinence only. And they get bogged down in the same thing. Two sides are off to the races again. So is common ground possible on this? What do you think of the president at Notre Dame yesterday? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Now our lines are full. You can also post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Tony in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
I think it's the most important thing about this is, you know, I've thought during the campaign that Obama made some mistakes, and each of what I perceived to be a mistake turned out to be him, in fact, thinking three steps ahead of me. And it all sort of fell into place. And then afterwards, I thought, aha, he's just smarter than me, and he has manipulated this situation brilliantly as a politician. And I think the reason that he addressed the whole abortion issue so honestly and so openly is because it will play such a large role in the discussion of his Supreme Court nominee.
It's possible to try to kind of defuse some of that, but I wonder if it will, because ultimately when it comes down to a Supreme Court justice, there's only a yes nor yes or no decision, right? It's Roe yes or Roe no if it comes to that, or other yes no decisions on whether so-called partial birth abortion should be struck down, is defensible under Roe and things like that.
But I think there are a number of, you know, let's say people who are Catholic and for a woman's right to choose. Those people would be...
Most Catholics are, by the way.
...would be inclined to vote for, would be inclined or at least persuaded by their church to vote as a bloc for some reason in some cases. And I think what he's done is he's laid the groundwork by addressing this in such a sensible and magnanimous manner. He's laid the groundwork so that the sort of Fox News type hyperbolic voices from the right will now sound that much more shrill.
Right. Well, we'll find out. And churches have some influence, maybe depends on the church, depends on the population in the congregation, some influence, certainly not total influence. Most Catholics supported Obama speaking at Notre Dame. Most Catholics, I believe, are pro-choice at this point in the United States. There is, however, I'd have to check that stat. There is also the Gallup poll just out that shows a sizable shift toward opposition to abortion rights in recent times, with 51% now opposed, and that's a shift from a slight majority in favor. So if your position has changed in the last 2 years in any direction, maybe you want to call in 212-433-WNYC. But here are people on the opposite side of the issue calling to try to respect the other, the humanity of the other, as the president asked for. We have Hedda on Long Island, who is a women's studies professor, calling in, and Kathy in Warren, who says she is pro-life. Kathy, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for inviting us to call.
And Hedda, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
So your answer to the question, can there be more respect, should there be more respect on each side? Was the president getting at something important or just playing politics? Hedda?
Yeah, I think there has to be. There has to be a deep listening to one another, because this is an issue that goes to our hearts, our own sense of what life is about. And I think also very, very much to our own backgrounds and the ways that we were raised. And so the issues are not only rational issues, they're emotional, but they span the spectrum of human beings caring about life in a lot of ways. And I don't know that the discussions I've been able to have in my women's studies class, where people do listen to one another, solve anything. But people at least are not at each other's throats about it, and it leads, I hope, to more opportunities for public discussion, like Obama was trying to do yesterday.
Kathy, you want to talk to Hedda, react to Hedda?
Sure. I mean, I'm not in a learning environment. Usually, I am a homemaker, I do think that the more that we understand why people are making the choices they make regarding these issues, I think it really opens the door to more understanding and more civil and compassionate discussion about it. I'm a pro-life person, but I do understand why people are so anxious to fund stem cell research. It's not something that I personally support. I'd like to see us move away from that direction, but I also recognize that people are interested in supporting this because they want to end human suffering. And I understand that people are pro-abortion rights because they do, in a lot of ways, want to curtail human suffering, whether it's the suffering of a single parent or the suffering of a person who's going to be born into the world with difficulties and maybe deformities. And I think if we can just start, look at that starting point, I think it would just make things a lot easier for anyone who's joining the discussion or anyone who's trying to make decisions regarding the direction that our society should take on these issues.
Hedda, from a pro-choice perspective, do you want to show a little respect for Kathy's point of view?
deeply. I do. I recently had an experience in my women's studies class in which a very lovely young woman who was struggling actually with her own views articulated the idea that though she didn't feel she could ever have an abortion herself, she was moving, and it was not easy for her to do this, moving towards the idea that other women should have the right to choose. And I, in sort of facilitating the discussion, I referred to her position as reluctantly pro-choice. And she started to cry and she said, "Oh, no, you can't call me pro-choice. I didn't mean to say I was pro-choice. I identify so deeply with the pro-life perspective. And I know that for this young woman, a respect for life meant that she could not join a pro-choice position, even though she was struggling with it deeply." Mm-hmm. And I guess all I can do is facilitate the struggle, yeah, you know, as an educator.
The discussion. Do you see over the years as an educator in recent years a shift in your students at the college level toward one position or the other? Do you think this Gallup poll is right?
Well, at this point, I see most of my students are pro-choice, but again, they're taking women's studies,
right,
so it may be a self-selected group. I still have a core of young women, it's usually women, who are not pro-choice, who are pro-life. But one thing that does occur to me, and occurred to me before when I heard you asking this question, I myself, who I once would have called myself rabidly pro-choice, I'm certainly pro-choice, I try not to be rabid about anything these days, but I have to acknowledge that with technology being able to save such tiny little fetuses, the situation is complicated.
And
in a way, for everyone, I think, and I have to acknowledge that in my classes.
And Kathy, you'll get our last 30 seconds here. Does any of this understanding matter, or ultimately you're just for choice or you're anti-choice?
I think it matters for everybody on every issue, but especially something that is such a hot button, such an emotional issue for people. I think we have to understand where everyone is coming from. Someone who sees legalized abortions as genocide, it just eats them up inside. And I can understand that. I think it's the wrong approach to take when you're just biting off somebody's head about something like this. And it hasn't worked since the Roe v. Wade decision. It's time for a new
Kathy,
approach.
Thank you very much, Kathy and Hedda, for engaging with each other so genuinely. Thanks to all of you for listening today. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.